Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, November the 23rd, 2021. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Epoch Times, America's new hometown newspaper of record. Used and endorsed by Mike Church, the Epoch Times is journalism you can count on. Subscribe today at crusadechannel.com/epoch. Here's what to listen for this hour. An inappropriately low bail recommendation for the violent career criminal and registered sex offender suspected of murdering at least 5 people and injuring 48 at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin. U.S. backs Philippines against China's actions in South China Sea. Austria is cracking down on liberty. And test your guests or ask them for vaccinated proof before inviting them for Thanksgiving. Milwaukee prosecutors are conducting an internal review of their own office's decision to make an inappropriately low bail recommendation for Daryl Brooks Jr., the man suspected of plowing an SUV through a crowd in Waukesha during a Christmas parade. The horror left at least 5 people dead and 48 injured, including 18 children, who were rushed to Children's Wisconsin Hospital in Milwaukee. Brooks made bail twice in Wisconsin this year, despite having an active sex crime warrant out of Nevada and claiming to be indigent, court records show. 2 separate judges freed him on low-cost bail, first for $500 in February after allegedly shooting at his nephew the previous summer, and again for $1,000 earlier this month after a woman accused him of punching her and running her over with the same SUV that allegedly plowed through Waukesha's Christmas parade. Brooks, who has a battery of charges and firearms offenses dating back to 1999, was convicted of statutory sexual seduction, a felony in 2006. The United States reaffirmed its defense commitments to the Philippines after Chinese Coast Guard vessels were accused of firing water cannons against Philippines resupply boats in the disputed South China Sea. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States has pledged to stand with its treaty ally, the Philippines, and warned China that any armed attack on Philippine public vessels in the disputed sea would invoke the U.S. mutual defense commitments. Austria is returning to a full national lockdown, which politicians say is to curb COVID-19. Our political news correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Austria has returned to a full national lockdown as protests against new restrictions aimed at curbing COVID-19 infections spread across Europe. From midnight, Austrians have been asked to work from home and non-essential shops have been closed. New restrictions have sparked protests throughout Europe. People clash with police in the Netherlands and Belgium. Now that we are nearing the end of 2021, it has become very clear that people across the world are not willing to submit to new restrictions for COVID-19. They're not willing to work from home. They're not willing to be told where they can and cannot go. And the more that governments ignore that fact, the more that there will be protests and civil unrest. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Our quote of the day, be joyful and keep your faith and your creed. St. David of Wales. And coming up, our saint of the day, a man who returned to his native Mexico after his ordination to minister to the people of God. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Introducing the greatest, the hottest car sale of the season. Here at Bulldog Kia, you can get a brand new...
Psst! Hey, you. Yeah, you. Look, no one likes boring car commercials, and no one likes boring car buying experiences. So come on down to Bulldog Kia on Atlanta Highway in Athens, where the deals are hot, the experience is great, and the commercials are fun. We have a team of excited employees ready to help you find the perfect vehicle for your family. Like a brand new, newly designed 2022 Kia Sorento. They're amazing. You also get the best, industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. Buying a new car doesn't have to be boring. Give us a call at 855-BULLDOG and enjoy your next car purchase.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
You gotta do it this way. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Today we celebrate the Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro. Viva Cristo Rey. Long live Christ the King were the last words Pro uttered before he was executed for being a Catholic priest and serving his flock. Born into a prosperous, devout family in Guadalupe de Zacatecas, Mexico, Miguel entered the Jesuits in 1911, but 3 years later fled to Granada, Spain, because of religious persecution in Mexico. He was ordained in Belgium in 1925. Father Pro immediately returned to Mexico, where he served a church forced to go underground. He celebrated the Eucharist clandestinely and ministered the other sacraments to small groups of Catholics. He and his brother Roberto were arrested on trumped-up charges of attempting to assassinate Mexico's president. Roberto was spared, but Miguel was sentenced to face a firing squad on November 23, 1927. His funeral became a public demonstration of faith. Miguel Pro was beatified in 1988. Keep your gatherings small. Avoid mixing with many different families, says the official Thanksgiving COVID guidance. Don't be afraid to ask about people's vaccination status and recent risks before joining a Thanksgiving gathering. This guidance is something many state and local health officials are peddling. With coronavirus cases in the U.S. increasing before Thanksgiving, despite the proliferation of vaccines, many state and local health officials say Americans' Thanksgiving gatherings cannot go back to normal, whether they are vaccinated or not. But especially if they are not, of course. The Los Angeles County Public Health is advising people to avoid traveling if unvaccinated, see as few other family members as possible, and mask up around people from different households. The guidance also tells people to keep distance while eating unless everyone is vaccinated, and get this, to test guests before gathering. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.